From the Inspiring International Adventures series, YWAM Publishing presents River People, Taking God's Love and Transforming Power to the Amazon by Kent and Josephine Truhl. Read for you by Tim Gregory. For information about other titles in this outstanding series, please visit our website at ywampublishing.com or call us at 800-922-2143. Part 1, Rivers and Jungles. There the majestic Lord will be for us a place of broad rivers and streams. Isaiah 33:21. Chapter 1, The First Kiss. She caught my attention from the first day of class. Besides being very good looking, I found her full of energy, well organized, fast-paced, and fun. I also found her care and love for people, her delightful disposition, and her resolute commitment to God and missions very attractive. We seemed a good match, yet the details of how us could possibly eventuate seemed too complex. For starters, I was American and she was Australian. To complicate matters further, her U.S. visa expired, resulting in a move to Hong Kong while I remained in Los Angeles. After 16 months, she was back in L.A. for the summer, but the long-distance relationship thing had left us uncertain. She was with a team from Hong Kong ministering to Chinese in West L.A. before going to Brazil for even more outreach. I was organizing transportation and food for 660 outreach participants east of Los Angeles. Our full schedules, and living on opposite sides of the sprawling megacity, made it almost impossible to find time together. However, I think we both knew that it was now or never as far as us was concerned. So we finally stole away an entire evening. Josephine was a romantic. Unfortunately, I was too broke and too busy for romance. So our date was a simple picnic in a small grassy park. It was a hot July evening. Soon the park filled and became so busy that, for a chance at a more intimate conversation, we were forced to retreat back into the stuffy old car I had borrowed. For 3 hours, we discussed topic after topic in a gradual progression toward the question of us. Although tentative and apprehensive, we both decided to open up, knowing that only one thing really mattered. Do we love each other? For the next 2 hours, we felt like actors in our own movie, as if having an out-of-body experience and watching ourselves from above. Gradually, the realization of genuine love settled safely in our hearts. As it did, complexity fell away. We spoke of marriage and children. Around midnight, I drove Josephine home and walked her to the door. We shared our first kiss. Josephine returned from outreach in Brazil just days before Christmas. Together, we flew to Hong Kong, where we collected her belongings, had our wedding rings made, and bought satin fabric and lace. Josephine, ceaselessly thrifty and creative, was going to make her wedding dress. Finally, we arrived in Australia. The Sydney Harbour Bridge and Opera House were more stunning in reality than what I had seen on TV. Josephine was excited to share her country with me, so we traveled overland to South Australia for a more personal experience of the place and its people. It was summer in the land down under. Huge white cockatoos and gray and pink galas screeched so loudly you could hear them through the thick windows of the bus, even with the air conditioning blasting. As dusk fell, kangaroos appeared silently, grazing peacefully near the road's edge, then bounded away effortlessly as the economy coach raced past. The sun sank into the desert continent with heat shimmering like rolling silver waves on the distant horizon. The sun-burned land was a polar opposite of the punishing cold of the Minnesota winters I grew up in. This was the first time my winter had turned to summer. But it was not just any summer. I was getting married.